Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness sakes. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. As it always is, those of you that are joining us from around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you. 53 nations around the world are joining in with us. And we're glad to have you. Glad to have you, wherever you are. I met a new guy the other day from Kenya. Wonderful man. It was pretty cool. When we got done talking, I said, "So what's your name?" He smiles real big. He says, "Samuel." I'm like, that's a pretty cool name. I told him that was my name, and we both had that look on our face like, wow, what did you just do right there? So tonight, I'm going to play, hold on here, YouTube is on its way up. Wow. So tonight, we're going to study a couple of videos by a man named Kevin Zadi, I think's his name. God took him to heaven, gave him a plan, and he's got an amazing testimony. So I want us to hear it, because this isn't like some, this is a, what do they call a man that's on the airplane? A flight attendant. He's a flight attendant on the airline. Trained to be a pilot. And God said, no, don't be a pilot. Be an airline attendant. And he did it. He obeyed him. And he's got an amazing testimony. So, without further ado, here we go. No, this one. Here we go. We're getting really close to going. Kevin Zadi.
I don't know.
two amendments.
I did not. All right. Yeah, yeah, it is good. Now, we're going to go right from this, and let's go, and we're going to see another one. He's being interviewed by Sid Roth. And this is a really good interview. Wait till you get to the end of it. But that's all right. Ain't no reason for me to do any talking. These guys do a good job themselves. So here we go. Buckle up, Buttercup.
I'm going to be. Yield to
Wow. I don't know if you want to say it with me, but just wow.
We are saying wow.
It's just
all of us.
It's just plain wow. Now, give me just a second. What did I just click on? Somebody, please help me. All right. Because we watched one more, they started one more this afternoon. I want to bring it to you. Where did it go? One with Jesse in it.
Oh.
History. See it all. We got Brother Jesse. It was interesting. We were studying this. And I said to, I didn't say it, just on the inside.
Oh, you did actually say it.
I wonder what Brother Jesse feels about this guy. And then he tells us. Because he's from the same city as Brother Jesse in Louisiana. That's why I asked that question. Here we go. Here we go.
Man's trying to serve him something. They needed more than that. Who was that? What is that? But you got to accept those things. Like, 21 people will walk more than that. That's your struggle. Born again. Now, when you believe in the Lord,
Well, what about all that?
Oh my, I love it.
Oh my. Amen, Dan. It's so good. Now, let me just do a little bit of audio here. Turn Brother Jesse down. We don't want to turn Brother Jesse down because we really like it when he's talking, but hold on a second here. No, there we go. God, I saw one more with Jesse. Anyways, as you can see, I left my screen up so you can see this. When YouTube finishes, then it shows you some more that you can study of the same messages. And I'd really like to hear this Holy Spirit guidance one again. And I really want to hear this one, Seated in the Heavenly Realms with God. We've been studying that here the last little bit. And so, as you can see, we're probably going to study some more of this. Look, here's even one that it's calling it a bogus journey to heaven. Aren't you glad that we don't have to criticize and condemn everybody? And all you got to do is just have your spirit open, and you can see exactly that God is with this man. Well, is it time to do communion and be done, or should we watch this one more of Jesse?
Say if you had another one, I would like to see it.
You'd like to see one more?
I would.
I really want to see.
Yeah, everybody loves Jesse.
Let's. I really want to see this one right while we got this hot. Now, that's going to put us over our time. So, you know how to take communion if you don't get back with us. But we've been studying Seated in the Heavenly Realms with God. And there's a video of it right there. Here we go. Is it still shared? Oh, okay. Hold on just a second. Got to get all the audio working.
Thank you.
back when this is so
no.
Internal arguments. And there's the next one, 222:42. This one's the blood of Jesus. Wow. All right.
Does that mean we're going to spend 2.5 more hours here?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight? Okay.
For us to receive communion. So, pray this sinner's prayer with me now. Prayer of salvation. Oh, wait, I got it on this screen here.
Aren't these amazing revelations though
amazing
messages? Wow.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, and when you look at it, this group has been entering in for years. 3 years now, we've been entering in and chasing hard after God.
Yeah.
Don't have a path worn down in the grass out here yet from being outside asking God to have mercy on me, but it's obvious, all right, if you do that. Here we go. If you're new to us, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. That means everybody will be right with God. And then we're going to receive our communion elements. Oh. All right. I better read the word. Can't have a message of a man saying you better be in the word and then not read the word. I was trying to go quickly, but. Verse 23, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. I think it's so amazing that God gives us the permission and the assignment to judge ourselves. 1 John 4:17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, wow, what a revelation, seated on the throne. So are we seated on the throne beside him. Therefore, for there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. First step we got to do is pray the prayer of salvation so that everybody's right with God. Words are on the screen. Pray them with me. Thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you into my life every day. I receive all of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me, baptize me
with the Holy Spirit
and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with good people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Remember this. Jesus just came to fill you. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He came to fill you and live inside of you. Jesus did. And it's wonderful. Everything this man just taught us tonight. It's interesting, God sent him to heaven. God did everything he's done with him. But it's not because he was a great prophet or apostle. It's just airline. Flight attendant that wanted to be a pilot. Hallelujah. And your life has just changed because Jesus came to live on the inside of you because you opened up the door from now on, the most important process you got to have is just wake up in the morning and begin to talk to God.